Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we end this week together, I also want to bring to an end this profile we have been working on, a profile of the first man and the first woman in the garden in Eden. And this will end up being an 8-part teaching. For those of you downloading this as a podcast, you can get all 8 parts from my website, godisministry.org. Just look for the title, God and Man and Woman, The First Man and the First Woman, Parts 1 through 8. For those of you listening by your radio, if you would like a refresher on what we have learned, or you want to go back and listen again, maybe you missed a day or two, or you want to share this with someone else, please visit godisministry.org, and right in the center of the homepage, you will see these podcasts listed. You can click play and listen right on your computer and or download it and take it with you wherever you go. Also, if you click the link marked subscribe to podcasts, this will automatically be downloaded to your phone or tablet. It's all easily done. Any questions? Write to me today or on the weekend. The website again is www.godisministry.org and my email is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K. So far, we have 3 points in this profile. Let me remind you of these 3, and then we'll tackle the 4th. First, Adam and Eve were real, historical people. Second, Adam and Eve were both made in the image of God. Third, Adam and Eve were both morally good. And now 4th, Adam and Eve are not God. Well, that may seem obvious. You say, of course they were not God. God is God. Adam was a man. Eve was a woman. Tell us something we do not know, Swallow. But we must make a distinction between God and man and woman. We must emphasize that man and woman are not God. And why must we emphasize this? I say we need to emphasize this for 2 main reasons. First, the Bible emphasizes this. So if God himself uses the power of his word to say, I am God, you men and women are not me, then that is a good enough reason for me to repeat what he says. Second, we know why God said it. Look around, listen. You and I live smack dab down in the middle of a culture full of people who imagine themselves gods and goddesses. The reality is, men and women think of themselves as God. In the mind of the morally evil man and woman, there is a kind of trading places going on. God is now man, and man is now God. God is now woman, and woman is now God. It doesn't matter where in the world you are hearing this. Just watch, look, and listen. You will see it and hear it. And maybe this even describes the condition of your own heart and mind at this moment. Have you taken over the place of God in your own life? Let's probe the attitude of our own hearts a little more. I am probing mine also. And ask a critical question about the limitation God puts on us. As the creation, the created ones of God, Adam and Eve have a limitation. That limitation was obedience to God. Here is the logic. God is God. We are not God. Therefore, we are bound by obedience to God. In Genesis 2, verse 17, God gave this limitation, which called the first man and woman to obedience. But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. That's Genesis 2, verse 17. As we have previously discovered, this is a prohibition. God says, do not. You shall not eat. And as soon as God says that, Adam and Eve are reminded that they are not God. God is the one who gives the command, and they are the ones who are to obey the command. The command is the limitation. The command limits how far Adam and Eve can go. They can never be God, and they should not even seek to be God. God is God. We are not God. Therefore, we are bound by obedience to God. When we read Genesis chapter 2, and the surrounding chapters, of course, we immediately find sharp distinctions, differences, made between God and man and woman. Man and woman have been created to be subject to God and to obey God, never to become God or even to seek to be God. It was not God's intention that Adam and Eve become him. It is not God's intention that you and I become him. He is not stepping aside, resigning from his reign and his rule so that we can take over being God. Let me bring in some scripture here, beginning with Hosea chapter 11 and verse 9. Listen to God in Hosea 11:9. For I am God and not man. There is God, and then there is man and woman, and God is not us, and we are not God. For I am God and not man. Hosea 11, verse 9. This is most profoundly realized in this. God will judge us. We will not judge him. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 puts it like this. I'm reading now the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11 and verse 9. Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of young manhood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your days. Yet, know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things. I read two references that had the same numbers, Hosea 11:9 and Ecclesiastes 11:9. Well, that's easy to remember. And what an important word of God for us today. A lot has changed since man and woman were in the garden in Eden. Ever since Genesis 3 and the fall into sin, we really think we're something so special that we act like we've become God. So, like the young man in Ecclesiastes, our hearts are pleasant as we follow all of our impulses. We get that which we desire. We see a beautiful woman or a handsome man, and we must have her or him, even if we are married to someone else. We see a sparkling new car or a spacious new house or a fashionable new wardrobe or a piece of technology, and we buy it. Even though the car, the house, the clothes, and the technology we already had were more than adequate. We desire power and control, and when we see an opening, we take it, say at work or in the church. After a while, with no apparent consequences for our sinful lusts, we act like gods and goddesses. How easily we forget that we are subject to God to obey him, never to become God or even to seek to be God. We forget that God will bring us to judgment for all of these things. As Hebrews 9 verse 27 so clearly states, it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. And of course, this applies to women also. Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. There is God, and then there is man and woman, and God is not us, and we are not God. And this is most profoundly realized in that God will judge us. We will not judge God. When I say we are bound by obedience to God, what is your response? What is your reaction? Are you happy, pleased, and satisfied to obey God? Do you willingly embrace this limitation the living God has given you? Or is your tendency to fight God on his limitations? I wrestle with this all the time. It is human to push back against God because, as we talked about last time, we are morally evil people. It is in our nature to be disobedient. Even after we are saved from our sin by the grace of God through Christ, we still struggle with sin in our lives. So my prayer for myself translates into a prayer for you today. God, make us obedient to you. Help us to accept your limitation for us. Amen. Now, you might rightfully say, yes, I struggle with obedience, but I am not seeking to be God or to replace God with myself. Well, good. But please join me in prayer today for the countless millions across this world who have demanded that God step aside in favor of themselves. Pray for those who do not believe they are bound by obedience to the living God. Pray for the proud sinner in desperate need of the mercy, grace, and forgiveness of the only God, our Judge. And by all means, share this message with anyone you know who needs to know it is appointed for them to die once, and after this comes judgment. God is God. We are not God. Therefore, we are bound by obedience to God. Man and woman have been created to be subject to God and to obey God, never to become God or even to seek to be him. Adam and Eve are not God. This is the fourth point on our outline and the final one. Lord willing, when you return on Monday, I will be here and we'll continue on in Genesis 2, this time at verse 18. Read ahead if you would like, Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. Enjoy your weekend and join me again on Monday as we continue to discover who God is and who we are.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.